Does it even seem like a Friday to you? Anyway, welcome. It is Bowerly Loves on News Radio 930 WBEN. Just to bring you up to speed, for those who just got out of work, and if you're on hold, I just beg your patient indulgence for the next 30 seconds. We did the show yesterday on God and what you believed when it came to God. So today, I'm talking to you about miracles, like real, according to Hoyle, miracles that you have experienced. Anybody out there with a near-death experience? I can't believe I haven't taken a near-death experience call. And those are just two of the things that we've gotten into so far today. And some of the calls have just been, like, spellbinding. 803-0930, the phone number. Excuse me, star 930 on the cell phone. And 1-800-616-WBEN. Yes, I'll be painting the town red on New Year's Eve with Rod Serling. here's Don in Varysburg. Don, you're on WBEN. What do you have for us?
How you doing?
Okay, sir.
We spoke a month or so ago. The blind guy from Varysburg about the accident and all that stuff. Well, anyway, I don't know if you call it a miracle. It's kind of my own miracle. Being blind, you don't see during, you know, the day when you're up and all that. But when you go to bed in my dreams, I see people. I can see, like, you know, my wife and the kids. I have three kids that I never seen, grandchild. And, you know, the wife will tell me, you know, people tell you what they look like and do things. And when you're dreaming, you see them. It's like you're interacting with them, and it's, you know, different.
But you have no way of knowing whether your mind's eye is creating an accurate picture of what you're not able to see when you are awake, correct?
Well, yes. So people tell me, you know, here's what your grandson look like, here's your kids look like, you know, when they're little and they're big, and now they're older, you know, they're all, you know, late 30s, 40s. Well, not, yeah, 140, and then the grandson now. And when you go to bed, like I said, I've been dreaming about them lately with the holidays and stuff. And, you know, people that I've seen before and all that. But, like I said, it's weird when you go to bed, you dream. You know, and you see things in your dream.
I never really had considered that. And we did a show on blindness on a month or 2 months ago, whatever it was.
That's what I said. I called you on that. And then, you know, we not that we finished, but I was going to add that to the part of the thing. And you said about a miracle. So I don't know if you call it a miracle or my own miracle or what, that you know, like Dr. said, you're never going to see again and all that kind of stuff. But then you, in your mind, in your dreams, you see. It's like opposite.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I wonder if that, I never had considered that. I wonder if that is a common phenomenon with people who are in your position who are blind.
Mm-hmm.
When you sleep, I mean, first of all, I mean, looking at it practically, because you don't know when it is day and when it is night, because it is always night, I would imagine that sleep has got to be a real difficult thing. Keeping a body, you know, circadian rhythms going has got to be difficult. And then I wonder how many other blind people have dreams in which they can see. Now, if you were blind from birth, I wonder if that's different than not being blind from birth.
I often wondered about that too, but see, my whole life I went through, you know, up in a day working. Like I said, you know, I had my sight and I lost my sight. I went to work for 37 years, you know, did the normal thing, you know, going to work and, you know, had a normal schedule. People at work would ask me, how can you stay awake at work? I said, I don't know. Don't you have a hard time day and night? I said, I never did. You know, I go to bed now at 10, 11 o'clock, you know, after the news or after the Twilight Zone or whatever, how long I stay up, you know. You know what I mean? And then, you know, I go to sleep and I wake up automatically at 5, 6 o'clock every morning. You know, I was used to that and I still do it. And, you know, sometimes you get a little lazy and stay in bed till 7, 8, you know, that kind of stuff. But just with the dream thing, it's kind of, you know, kind of, I thought it was just weird at first, but then, you know, I don't know, is it your own little miracle or, you know, the way things that people explain to you and, you know, things happen and things, you know, it's just kind of different, you know. And then back to the accident thing, I remember telling you a month ago when we called her, so, you know, laying there about the miracle, you know, laying in bed and, you know, you find out you can't see and, you know, you're, for 2 weeks you didn't know what was going on and you had an accident and all that kind of stuff. And, You know, I don't know if you mentioned that, you know, we worry about seeing. I says, not at seeing at first. We're worried about living, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, you could have given up, but I didn't. And then afterwards, well, a month after the accident, it just so happened that they, I remembered everything was going on when they told me all this, well, I don't know, good news, I guess you're alive and all that. And it was actually 6 years to the day that my grandfather got killed with a head injury also. That's what I had. When I woke up, that was the day I woke up, was the day he got killed in an accident. I don't know if you call it coincidence, miracle, or what you want to call it, you know.
Well, not I don't know that I'd call it a miracle. It doesn't sound like a very, if it is, it certainly isn't a happy, cheery miracle.
No,
like
no, I mean, with him, you know, he got, you know, my grandmother said his was head injuries, yours was head injuries, and, you know, it just happened that you were, you know, made it on the day, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But the, you know, the main thing I called about was the, you know, the grandkid. You picture him, you know, the wife explains to him, the kids explain to him, and, you know, grandpa and all that, and then you know, it's just different. You see it in your dreams. It's like, you know, different.
Yeah.
A different lifestyle. You know, you go to bed and it's like there, you can see, and then you're up and you can't, you know.
Understood.
Like opposite.
Understood. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call, and I do now wonder how common that is. I can't be the only guy to whom that has happened. That's fascinating. It really is. And that show we did on being blind no sick pun intended. It was really eye-opening. Here is Marty in Cheektowaga on News Radio 930 WBEN at 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Go for it.
Tommy, Marty.
Yes, sir.
The old Progressive Street guy.
No, stop it with that. Go ahead.
Hey, 1989, had a motorcycle accident. I was heading out north on River Road, going to the Niagara County Harley dealer, had a party. So I got a big old full-dress Harley, you know, stripped down, but was waiting. I was still married. My ex-mother-in-law didn't come to babysit, so I told my ex-wife, I said, I'm out of here. So I drive away, going along full speed, you know, 50, whatever it was. So I look at a vehicle, going to turn to go up to the, you know, go to Grand Island, whatever. So I let off the gas, no brakes, unbeknownst to me. The vehicle behind it was a friend of the vehicle. Bam! In 1/100th of a second, bam! Luckily, it was a 45-degree angle and not a 90-degree T-bone.
Right.
And all I remember was I said to myself in my brain, holy F, I wiped out. No visions of your life and all that stuff. So, bam, that was it. And I was out for like 30 minutes laying on the ground right underneath the Grand Island Bridge. But in that little bit of time, it's like how time changes. And it ties into yesterday. It's like, I thank to God all the time that it wasn't my time. But that's it, bro.
Anyway, it is 519 at News Radio 930 WBEN. All right. Anyway, I will restate the topics as we come back after traffic on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we have another solid half hour to talk with you about what we've been talking with you about during the day today, which is kind of a springboard topic from what we talked about yesterday. I was going to bring in a whole bunch of other topics, but this one, these topics have been working so well, I just didn't see any point in changing them up. 803, especially not during a holiday week, 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. All right, welcome to the show. And if you are just joining us, we did a real interesting show yesterday. And that's something different, I know. But we did a really interesting show yesterday on God and what your spiritual beliefs were and everything like that. So I decided, you know what? Let me piggyback that and ask some specific questions of people. And some of the questions that I'm asking today and have gotten magnificent responses to from you during a holiday week, which is especially welcome. It's a real treat. How many of you have experienced an honest-to-God miracle in your life? How many of you believe that you've had contact with an angel? And here's the thing. We have this idea in our head of what an angel looks like because we've all seen the paintings in medieval art. They're supposed to have wings and they're supposed to be all white. Well, that would kind of stand out in a crowd, typically in any major metropolitan area, not all of them, I suppose. But if there are angels among us, they probably look just like we do, right? And the story that one of the ladies told who called in earlier reminded me of a story I've told you about for years about, and it happened to her husband. Basically, she was trying to get her husband into a car. The husband was disabled, and she basically lost control of the situation, and along came somebody who got him into the car, and he came at just the right moment and disappeared without a trace. There's also this story about the lady who gave a dude a $20 bill because he was having a problem cashing a check at a bank. As far as the miracle stories that we have heard, the one that is sticking with me, and maybe you, I don't know, but there is a guy in Niagara County, I think Barker, did she say? And anyway, this guy was apparently a Jesus hater. I mean, he wasn't agnostic. He wasn't atheist. He was a Jesus hater. So her husband went to talk to him and did the deathbed prayer. I'm not sure exactly what the deathbed prayer is because he had a very aggressive form of cancer. And a few days later, the guy totally went into remission and he walked out of the hospital and basically walks into the church now all the time. Now that, I mean, to me, I have no reason. I mean, do you think I should have reason to doubt the sincerity of that call? Because I don't. Maybe I'm gullible. I don't know. But sounded like a real genuine story to me. And then the other caller, I don't know what to make of the Virgin Mary coming into the room when the kid had the high fever and they didn't know exactly what was causing this poor little baby to spike such a high fever. That's, to me, I mean, that's very interesting. But the guy with cancer, that was in the first or second hour of the program. And you try to think about rational explanations for situations like that, and I can't think of any. And when doctors are confounded, a lot of times they don't use the word miracle, like in cancer situations and certain other situations, they'll say, oh, spontaneous remission. But I'm sure doctors and healthcare people out there listening, I'm sure that you in your career in medicine have seen miracles take place. I've had a couple happen in my life. Believe me, I am not I have my very strong sense of spirituality, but every time I drive by a church, it spontaneously combusts for reasons I don't understand. 803-0930, the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And near-death experiences. I had a couple of calls about those, and the other call that's gonna bother me all weekend, thanks a lot, the guy who is blinded in an auto accident talking about dreaming and being able to visualize people that he never had a chance to see because, well, like his grandkids, because by the time he lost his vision, but when the kids weren't born until after he was blind. I mean, I would imagine that if you are blind from birth, do you see in your dreams? Because it's a totally foreign concept, the idea of vision. Do you see in your dreams? Those of you who had sight and then lost your sight, I would imagine it's probably quite common that you have visual sensation in your brain at night from past memories, etc. So here's the deal. You got another half hour to go following the news and the commercials and all that kind of stuff. If you want to get on hold now, that's terrific. If you want to wait till about 5:35, totally understandable. I don't like being on hold myself. Patience, as I've said, is not one of my strong virtues. Ask somebody who's been with me in a car when I wait for the car to pull out of the parking spot I am trying to get into. Have you ever noticed that when you are waiting for a parking spot, people like take forever to pull out? Good Lord. Anyway, 803. Yeah, that might have happened last night. 803-0930. And then I looked around and there was a wide open spot closer to where I wanted to go anyway. There's a lesson in there. 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. It is Bowerly, final show of 2023, and I'd like to go out with a bang. Well, you know what I mean. I like this holy kind of music, actually. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Just joining us, springboarding from yesterday's show, have you had a miracle in your life? Do you believe in angels? Anybody have a near-death experience? Anybody go to the light and be told, it's not your time yet? 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Marie in Chictawaga, you are on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. So as a child, I did see angels, and I had three miracles happen to me. The angels is I was like about 9 years old. I was first time at Girl Scout camp in a big tent at the middle of the between the a very long hill, high hill, and I was, they put me right next to the woods, and the flaps of the tents were open. From the front of the tent where we entered, I couldn't sleep. I was scared. I was afraid something was going to happen. I didn't know what. I saw both of my deceased grandparents walk with Jesus in the middle down the center of the tent, stopped at my bed, faced me, and I could hear both of my parents very clearly saying they loved me and they would never let anything happen to me. They turned and they walked into the woods, and I went sound asleep for the rest of the night, and I was totally fine. I wasn't afraid after that.
And you're sure you weren't dreaming this?
No, I was not dreaming. I was wide awake because I was terrified to close my eyes.
Okay. That's interesting. It was my first
time away from home. So, you know, I know it was real. I could see everything about my grandmother's dress that she was wearing. I could see what my grandfather was wearing. It was very real.
And you said they walked in with Jesus?
Yep. I couldn't see the face. But Catholic religion, they depict Jesus a certain way, and I saw the outline, the hair, I saw his robes, and they were walking, both of them, one on each side of him. He didn't say anything, but I just had this very comforting feeling, and I just knew it was him. I can't explain it.
And that was the angel sighting that you had?
Yes.
Because I thought that maybe you were going to say something along the lines of pixies or wood fairies that you saw. And you kind of threw a curveball at me there with that one.
Sorry.
You've also had some... No, don't worry about it. I was at the plate. Yeah. You threw a perfect pitch and hit a strike. So, and you've had three medical miracles?
Yes. One is when I first got tested for allergies, they told my mother I had so many allergies and they were so bad, I should not be alive. But somehow I made it, and they told her that I should technically be put in a bubble within the next year or two. And I had to be about 10 years old when that happened. And I never went in the bubble, and I overcame most of the allergies. Don't ask me how. I have no clue. And then the other one was I was in such a bad car accident that I should have been a paraplegic because I broke a lot of vertebrae in my neck and my spine, right down from top to bottom. But I hear I'm walking today. Then the doctors, I was in traction for probably 4 months when I was like 11 or 12. And then they told me that I would never be able to have children because of the accident I was in and how badly damaged my uterus was. And I miscarried 4, and I have one son to this day. And he survived. I almost lost him in labor and delivery.
Wow. I mean, well, of course, you know, medical science has advanced considerably. Just out of curiosity, with all of those broken vertebrae that you have, what is a typical day in the life of pain for you?
The typical day in pain for me is I usually wake up in the morning and I drag my left foot and I'm holding walls to be able to walk to go to the bathroom. And then it takes me a couple hours to actually get the brain and the legs to function together. And then by 8 o'clock at night, my back's telling me, yep, you're done for the day. You need to lay down.
Yeah, I would not leave the hospital without a dilated pump in that situation. thank you very
much. Nope, I didn't have to.
No. Well, that's that good for you. That doesn't sound, I mean, it sounds like a horrible way to live, frankly, and I'm sorry you're going through that. And so the miracle is that you are still functional despite having fractured so many vertebrae. And you've actually got a third miracle? I mean, you're hogging all the miracles.
Well, the third one was my son. You know, they told me I could never have one. And then when he was born, he almost died in labor and when I was in labor and then again in delivery, and they managed to save him, and he's perfectly healthy and he joined the Navy, and you know, and I got a healthy 22-year-old son.
Wow. Well, good for you. You've certainly had more than your share on your plate. Thank you very much. That's amazing. I mean, you know, some people stub their toes and it's the end of the world, especially on a really cold day. Here is Emily in Cheektowaga. Apparently it's Cheektowaga Day on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
My dear.
Listen, quick story. My daughter was born normal, contracted spinal meningitis after birth, 4 days old, diagnosed. Never expected to live the night. She lived. She had some disability issues based on the meningitis. She was in a group home for a while, and she contracted pneumonia. She went to the hospital. They were treating her, and the doctor said to me, you know, with her disability issues and that, you should probably have her get a trach and a vent. And, you know, because with her disabilities, you know, she shouldn't, you know, whatever. So I said, no. I says, my faith is strong. She's going to survive. She's going to come out of this. And he said, well, we need to talk. And he took me in his office and he said, look, I have a disabled brother. And I had the same conversation with my parents. You know, this is going to be difficult for you, for your life. And I says, that's fine. I'll take it and do what I need to do with it, but she's going to be fine. The very next day when I went into the hospital to visit her, the doctor came up to me and says, I don't know what happened, but her lungs are completely clear. It's definitely an act of God. And this is a doctor telling me that. So she survived at birth. She did that, and then recently she passed away on March 20th of this year, and 3 days prior to her passing, I was sitting on the end of my bed, and a very, very bright light came to me, as bright as could be, and then it slowly dissipated away, 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 and at that point, she was not responsive. And she died 3 days later, but that was her leaving me. That's my faith, and I believe that. God came and took her away.
How old was she?
She was 51.
51. So, mm-hmm. I mean, she was able to enjoy certainly a much longer life than you could have imagined, given the meningitis diagnosis when she was very young.
Yep. She rode a bike, she swam, she danced, she bowled, she went to St. Mary's School for the Deaf because of the deafness. But she slowly lost use of her legs and then her arms because of, you know, getting so many spinal taps as a baby that there was scar tissue growing in her spinal cord. And it slowly deteriorated her, but she loved life. She had the biggest smile. She was happy, very social, loved life more than you can imagine. Strongest woman I have ever known.
And did you have other kids?
I had a son prior to Angela. Mm-hmm.
Well,
and he's fine. Yeah, he's fine.
I'm obviously very sorry to hear of what you have gone through. You've been through a lot.
Well, and, you know,
whether a kid is 5 or 51 or 70, no parent ever wants to bury their child.
You know, this is true, and I've spoken to you before because I'm blind. So I was blind and she was deaf. So we had some interesting things that were going on, and I heard you comment about people who are blind seeing, dreaming. I'm not sure about people that are totally blind, but I know as I lost my vision, I dream very, very detailed dreams.
Were you, forgive me if I missed it, but were you blind from birth?
It was a progressive disease, retinitis pigmentosa.
Oh, okay. Well,
progressive, and I had atypical, so I lost my central vision first and kept my peripheral.
Oh, man. Well, you know, the thing, and I think one of the things that I think was very instructive when we did the show on blindness is your eyesight is something that, you know, everybody takes eyesight for granted, and you don't understand, or some people don't understand, that it can change in a minute. It can change because of a traumatic car accident. It can change because of a detached retina. There can be, there are a million things that can go wrong with the eye. And I will tell you that I personally, I am grateful every day for the eyesight that I have, because it shouldn't be this good. But I'm glad you called in, and again, I'm sorry. You've had more than your share on your plate, so thank you very much.
Thank you for taking my call, and I
Absolutely.
Always say, if this world was perfect, I would see. So there you go.
Well, you know, there's some things you're better off not seeing.
You got it right.
Thanks very much. I appreciate the call. You know, that call right there, living proof of what I tell you guys all the time. No matter how bad a day you're having, no matter what's going on in your life, there is always somebody who's got it a heck of a lot worse than you do. And I don't think any of us would change places with that lady at all. Leslie in West Seneca, you are on the air. Hello. Leslie? I don't know what's going on with Leslie. If we can put Leslie back on hold, we'll move along to James in Buffalo. James, you are on WBEN. Hello.
Tom.
Sir.
I was driving down Transit Road about 3 years ago, and I was passing a large supermarket, and I was following a gentleman on a motorcycle. And just as he crossed in front of this supermarket, a large cargo van decided to turn left in front of him into the supermarket, and he smashed into the side of this van. And the instant that I saw him fall down, I felt I saw an angel-type white figure go down and remove his body and go straight up in the air. That's what I thought I saw at that instant. So I stopped my car, put the blinkers on, and I went out there, and there was another lady that was also going to turn into the supermarket, and she was attending to him. So I walked up to her, and she said she was an emergency room nurse. So she was working on this guy, and then the paramedics came, and we were standing next to each other, and I said, did you see exactly what happened? She said, well, the van turned in front of me, but I knew there was a motorcycle coming, and I heard it. I said, did you see anything else? And she said, like a white figure coming down and bringing something up? I said, uh-huh. Yeah. And she goes, no, I didn't see that. And uh-huh. She walked away.
And you had not made any reference to that in the suddenness of the moment?
I didn't hear you, Tom. What was that?
Like you did not say anything about this white figure to her in the in the shock of having seen what you had
no,
seen.
No, 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 not at all. I wanted to know if she saw that. But I'll also say this, that I had a dash camera, and I provided that to the police, and they gave me a copy back, and I didn't see anything like I saw.
That's really interesting, and I have to ask this question: did the motorcycle accident prove to be a fatality?
Yeah. Yes. He was a fatality.
Oh, good Lord. That is a very fitting way to end the program today. Just really quickly, has that changed your view on life and death at all, what you saw?
Well, I think I saw death. I think I saw death on Transit Road, but it was a horrible thing. But I believe what I saw. I believe what I saw, and she kind of confirmed what I saw. But if it was on video, it would have been better.
It would have been, but if you have two witnesses who saw the same thing, that is really kind of inexplicable. It adds to the credibility. Corroboration adds to the credibility of the story. Thank you very much. I'm glad we were able to get you on. And thanks to everybody who called in today. And thanks to everybody who called in all week long, because I'm going to tell you something. Like I said earlier, holiday week between Christmas and New Year's sometimes can be an absolute drag doing this for a living. Not going to lie. But this week, you guys were pretty awesome with the calls. Of course, I'd like to think some of it had to do with the sensational topics, but I'd be kidding myself. Stand by, because coming up, it'll be Tom Puckett and Buffalo's Evening News at 6 o'clock. Have yourself a very safe New Year. I'll be spending it with Rod Serling. But if they put that Anthony kid on, we will be changing channels for 20 minutes. It is Bowerly. Happy New Year. Adios 2023 on News Radio 930 WBEN.